Fresh Israeli strikes rock Gaza City despite assurances of a ceasefire by Egypt's president. Israel has been pounding the coastal city since last Wednesday. Nearly 140 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have been killed in the bombardments. More than 1,200 others have also been injured. Palestinian fighters fire more rockets at Israel in retaliation to Tel Aviv's deadly aggression against the Gaza Strip. Eshkol, Ashkelon, Tel Aviv, and Jerusalem al-Quds are just some of the areas that have been targeted. A total of 5 Israelis have been killed since the violence escalated over a week ago. The U.S. Secretary of State has arrived in Israel amid a truce bid aimed at ending Israel's deadly attacks on the Gaza Strip. In a news conference, Hillary Clinton signaled that a ceasefire could take days to reach. She said that Washington will work for a comprehensive peace in the region. People throughout the world express outrage over Israel's ongoing aggressions in Gaza. Kashmir, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Chile, and Jordan are among the latest nations that have staged anti-Israeli rallies. The protesters accuse Washington of supporting Tel Aviv's crimes and call for an immediate end to hostilities. In Afghanistan, a powerful explosion has ripped through the diplomatic area in the capital, Kabul. At least 2 people have been killed. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the bombing. They say the CIA office in Kabul was the target of their attack. France ends its combat mission in Afghanistan 2 years ahead of the scheduled date. The French military says troops have withdrawn from Kapisa, the strategic province northeast of the capital, Kabul. France has lost 88 soldiers in Afghanistan since the beginning of the U.S.-led mission in the war-torn country. The U.N. Security Council has backed a resolution calling for sanctions against rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The motion comes after Congolese rebels claimed control over the eastern city of Goma after days of clashes with UN-backed troops. The fighting has forced tens of thousands to flee. And in Greece, tens of thousands of people march against a newly proposed austerity package by the government. The march comes a day after international lenders called on Athens to slash 22,000 more jobs by the year 2014. The newly approved spending cuts have led to lower salaries and pensions.